Ilana mentioned South Korea. It's now on its highest alert level to try and contain the coronavirus. One of the country's biggest corporations is even telling workers to just stay home. And in the streets of South Korea's capital, Seoul, people are growing more and more concerned. Here's Kelly Kasulis with our story.
One week ago, there were only 30 confirmed cases of coronavirus in South Korea. On my subway ride to work this morning, the number was approaching 1,000. At this point, I'm starting to worry. But still, I'm surprised to see so few people out and about. Normally, there would be a lot of people coming through here, but it's actually kind of quiet right now. I decide to take a detour from work and look for a face mask. So I've noticed that a lot of people have been walking into this pharmacy and coming out with bags and bags of face masks. So I'm going to go in and check the price and buy one myself. There's a lot of people in here. So I'm seeing there's only... Oh, there's a few kinds, but they're not even on the rack anymore. They're all just in boxes, so. They come in different sizes. Yeah, they only have children-sized ones left. Outside the pharmacy, I meet 26-year-old Kim Do-yup. He's standing in an alleyway with his face mask pulled down around his neck so he can have a smoke.
Can I keep smoking?
Yeah. I ask him how coronavirus is having an impact on his life. Kim tells me he went to a funeral the other day, and several people didn't come because they were afraid of the coronavirus outbreak. Kim isn't the only one worried. Earlier this week, a middle-aged woman from a fringe religious group called Shincheonji refused to take a coronavirus test. She ended up spreading it to other church members. Suddenly, the southeastern city of Daegu had a massive outbreak. More cases started cropping up across the country. Won Jong-hoon, a 42-year-old office worker, tells me that nobody is safe, no matter where they live. Won says he thinks the number of cases will continue to go up, but he's confident that the Korean government will be able to handle this situation. But many South Koreans are worried and angry. Some are blaming that church in Daegu, and others are wagging their finger at China. In late January, more than 500,000 South Koreans signed an online petition. It called for a total ban of Chinese travelers. Anti-Chinese sentiment is also showing up in the real world.
So, for example, if you go outside and you go pass by a restaurant, you might see a sign saying no Chinese.
Felicia Istad is a researcher studying diversity policy at Korea University.
Instead of saying, like, no people having entered from China being allowed to visit the restaurant, it's specifically saying no Chinese, as in the people. And also online, we can see condescending comments about Chinese people, and some of it is pretty aggressive, so it's definitely a problem.
Felicia says some of the blame game has to do with an age-old stereotype.
One of the perceptions is that Chinese people are less hygienic, and because when you're saying that, well, of course this would happen in China due to the hygienic standards.
In South Korea, it seems like everyone is at least a little worried. While heading to another store to look for a face mask, I run into Sabrayan Shamam, a 27-year-old exchange student from Tunisia.
I noticed you're wearing a face mask. Are you at all concerned about the coronavirus while you're visiting?
Yeah, because when I was in dormitory, they always have that notice, wear the mask, wash your hands always, so it gets in my mind, so every time when I go, I must wear it.
I also meet Kang Yun-jung, a 41-year-old office worker on the street. She says she canceled family trips to museums and movie theaters and decided to stay home with her kids last week. Kang says she's worried about the impact on the economy. She says it seems serious that businesses could be hurt. Before calling it quits, I try one last store in downtown Seoul to see if I can buy some face masks for myself. They're all sold out, she said. All right, well, we tried. So three places, no face mask. For the World, Kelly Kasulis, Seoul.